From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. 79 Southwest planes remain grounded after a hole tore the fuselage open in a plane out of Phoenix Friday. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the issue of metal fatigue is not new to Southwest.
The plane damaged Friday was a 15-year-old Boeing 737-300. A Southwest spokesperson says many of that make have had their aluminum skins replaced, but those planes grounded have not. The Associated Press reports that a year ago, the plane damaged Friday was found to have 8 instances of cracking in its frame, and records show all were repaired. 2 years ago, Southwest was charged with missing required safety inspections for cracks. It paid a $7.5 million settlement. Shortly afterwards, a hole ripped open in a plane's fuselage. The cause there was found to be metal fatigue. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
Pakistani authorities say a suicide bombing at a shrine in Punjab left dozens dead today. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports that police did manage to apprehend a suspect.
The two attackers, who authorities say were between 13 and 15, struck in Dera Ghazi Khan in the Punjab. They took advantage of several thousand people gathering to mark the annual anniversary of the shrine of Sakhi Sarwar Darbar. Eyewitnesses described the wounded bomber as surprised by his failure to blow himself up. His dead companion, however, caused maximum damage at the Sufi shrine, where the practice of singing and meditating is a long-established part of religious life here. But Al-Qaeda-linked Taliban militants, who were reportedly claimed responsibility for Sunday's attack, abhor the unorthodox Sufi interpretation of Islam. Last year, dozens of people were killed in Lahore when bombers struck Pakistan's most revered shrine, known as Dutta Darbar. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
A Japanese official says it could be months before a tsunami-ravaged nuclear power plant is under control. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more from Tokyo.
Hidehiko Nishiyama, a spokesman for the Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency, said that work on the crippled reactors would face a crucial turning point in the next few months, but finally resolving the situation would take longer. Workers are still struggling to restore damaged cooling systems and plug cracks leaking radioactive water. Today, the Tokyo Electric Power Company, which runs the plant, confirmed the deaths of 2 young workers. Their bodies were not discovered until Wednesday, as radioactivity prevented workers from searching the area. Prime Minister Naoto Kan, meanwhile, visited an emergency shelter in Fukushima Prefecture, pledging government help in providing evacuees with temporary housing. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Tokyo.
An envoy for Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi reportedly is in Athens with a message for Greek officials from Gaddafi. There are no details about that meeting. This is NPR. Congress has until Friday to come up with a budget to keep the government running. No one's predicting a deadlock yet. On CBS Face the Nation, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he's optimistic.
I think we'll get together. I think there are enough red state Democrats who do not want to take this fight any further. They do want to be seen as reducing spending.
But tough debates are ahead. House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan says he's looking at $4 trillion in spending cuts in the coming decade, including changes in Medicare and Medicaid. A wildfire in Colorado has forced home evacuations near Fort Collins. We get more on this story from Conrad Wilson of member station KTNK in Carbondale, Colorado.
High winds stoked the blaze that ballooned from just 25 acres Saturday to now over 2,000 acres. Firefighters ordered about 300 homes be evacuated and say there could be more. Eyewitnesses report at least one home is burned, and according to the Laramie County Sheriff's Office, those watching the fire hope that's the extent of the damage. More firefighting agencies are expected to arrive on the scene tonight, including air support. Officials say even though winds are strong, a cold front is moving in, along with some rain and snow expected later. They say that should help firefighters' efforts. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Carbondale, Colorado.
At the box office this weekend, the top spot is claimed by the Easter Bunny. Russell Brand's family comedy, Hop, debuted at number 1.
A human Easter Bunny? Come on, Fred, doesn't make sense.
The movie scored $38 million in sales. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.